Omagyan Timidandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Chakshuna Militam Janatasmai Sigadave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Mam Hrim Shrom Om Parom Tataka Hataka Kesha Gajalat Padaka Lochana Vidharaka Naka Sparsity Vasimha Namostate. In the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada states that Lord Brahma has cautioned his sons and disciples about material activity.
Nella spiegazione di questo verso, Srila Prabhupada spiega che Brahma ha.
No, wait, it's right there in the purport.
Avvertito?
Very.
Avvertì i suoi figli della necessità di recitare la preghiera fatta da Shiva.
It is interesting to note that Srila Prabhupada is also training us in the same way.
È interessante notare che Srila Prabhupada ci ha istruito nello stesso modo.
If you consider that at least half of Srila Prabhupada's purports are revealing the actual nature of material life.
Se voi considerate questo, dovete rendervi conto che nella spiegazione di Srila Prabhupada lui ci avverte della reale natura della vita materiale.
The living entity is taking material life as something enjoyable.
Le entità viventi prendono la vita materiale come qualcosa di godibile.
But this definition is given in Vedic scriptures as Maya.
Questo è definito nelle scritture vediche come Maya.
Maya means to accept something for what it is not.
Maya significa accettare qualcosa per quello che non è.
Just like sometimes in the evening you may be walking down the road and you may be frightened by a snake.
Proprio come a volte la sera camminando nella strada puoi spaventarti per un serpente.
But then suddenly as you walk around it you realize it's only a stick.
Ma poi se magari tu cammini intorno ti rendi conto che è solo un serpente.
So this was illusion. Illusion, Maya, means to accept something for what it is not.
Maya, l'illusione, significa accettare qualcosa per quello che non è.
So the conditioned soul is in Maya.
L'anima condizionata è in Maya.
Because he is accepting this material creation as a place of pleasure.
Perché accetta questa creazione materiale come un luogo di piacere.
So the spiritual master's duty is to reveal to his disciple the illusory nature of material activities.
Così il dovere del maestro spirituale è quello di rivelare ai suoi discepoli la illusoria natura del mondo materiale.
To show that material activities are actually Maya.
E mostrare loro che le attività materiali sono in realtà Maya.
That is actually the first business of self-realization.
Questo in realtà è il primo affare nella realizzazione spirituale.
We cannot actually understand the nature of the spiritual world unless we are convinced about the nature of this material world.
In realtà noi non possiamo capire la natura del mondo spirituale a meno che noi non si sia convinti della vera natura di questo mondo materiale.
As long as we are thinking that this is a place of enjoyment, we will be in Maya.
Fino a quando noi saremo convinti che questo è un luogo di godimento, noi saremo in Maya.
And one who is in Maya cannot realize the absolute truth.
Quando uno è in Maya non può realizzare la verità assoluta.
So the first step in self-realization is to understand the temporary nature of material life.
Così il primo passo nella realizzazione spirituale è quello di comprendere la temporaneità della vita materiale.
That is why if you actually study Srila Prabhupada's purports carefully, you'll see that a great majority of those purports are simply revealing the actual nature of material existence.
Per questo se voi studiate attentamente le spiegazioni di Srila Prabhupada, potete rendervi conto che la maggior parte di queste spiegazioni semplicemente rivelano la natura di questo mondo materiale.
Just like light dispels darkness.
Proprio come la luce disperde le tenebre.
So knowledge dispels ignorance.
Così la conoscenza disperde l'ignoranza.
Oma gyan timidandasya ginangina shalakaya chakshunin militam jenatasmai sigudave namaha. We often sing this prayer that I offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was standing blinded by the darkness of material existence.
Noi recitiamo spesso questa preghiera, offrendo il spirito d'immagine di dominanza spirituale, che ha aperto gli occhi con la torcia della conoscenza trascendentale, mentre io ero immerso nell'ignoranza, nell'esistenza materiale.
So when the spiritual master speaks, it is like light. Hearing the spiritual master speak is like turning on the lights. Therefore there's no fear. When there's darkness, there's fear. Isn't it? At the night time, if you walk out of your room and the lights are off, it's dark. Everyone is a little nervous. I don't care who he is. If he's walking in a dark house, everyone's a little nervous.
Notte esci fuori dalla tua stanza e cominci a camminare in una casa scura, non importa chi sia, ma tutti quanti saranno un po' nervosi.
Right.
Tutti quanti, sono sicuro.
But if you find the light switch, then oh, whew, Hare Krishna. So we are all in the darkness. Tamas means darkness. This material world is called tamas. It is darkness, and we are all afraid.
Lì siamo nell'oscurità. Tamas, questo mondo materiale è in tamas, nell'oscurità. Siamo nell'oscurità e tutti quanti abbiamo paura.
We are all afraid because we do not know. Everything is very uncertain in this material existence.
Abbiamo paura perché non conosciamo. Tutto quanto è così incerto in questo mondo materiale.
Nothing is sure.
Niente di sicuro.
Neither do we know what happens at the moment of death, what our future is going to be.
Non sappiamo neanche quando cosa succederà al momento della morte e quale sarà il nostro futuro.
So out of the four factors of material life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, Prabhupada would sometimes translate defending as fearing or anxiety.
Quattro principi della vita materiale, mangiare, dormire, riprodursi, difendersi. Srila Prabhupada a volte traduce la parola difendersi come temere la vita.
And he said of these four factors, the fearing or the anxiety factor is the most prominent.
E lui diceva che di questi quattro principi il fattore paura è il più prominente.
Did you ever watch the animals?
Avete mai visto gli animali?
They're always in a fearful condition.
Sono sempre in una condizione di terrore.
Right, the little birdies, they're going around, they have their food, they have their friends, they have their nest, everything is supplied by God. But if you look, they're always looking like this. Looking around, they're always in anxiety.
Se voi guardate gli uccellini, loro hanno amici, hanno cibo, hanno il nido, tutto gli viene provveduto da Dio, ma si guardano sempre intorno perché sono costantemente in ansietà.
So we may be able to hide our anxiety a little bit better than that because of the false ego, but actually everyone in their heart is full of anxieties.
Così noi possiamo nascondere meglio di quanto fanno loro la nostra paura a causa del nostro falso ego, ma dentro il cuore tutti quanti sono pieni di ansietà.
We may not be looking like this, but you look on their face. Face is an index of the mind. As they're walking down the street, you can see anxiety.
Ma forse uno non si guarda intorno come fanno gli uccelli, ma se tu li guardi nella faccia, la faccia rivela quello che loro hanno nella mente, ansietà.
That is because they're all in ignorance.
Questo è perché sono tutti nell'ignoranza.
But as soon as one receives transcendental knowledge, which is just like the light, one immediately becomes free from anxiety.
Ma non appena uno riceve la conoscenza trascendentale, che è proprio come la luce, uno immediatamente è libero dall'ansietà.
Actually, one feels safe and secure.
In realtà uno si sente salvo e sicuro.
That is why Rupa Goswami has stated in the Nectar of Devotion that upon achieving pure devotional service, one of the first symptoms is that one becomes freed from all anxiety.
Per questa ragione Srila Rupa Goswami nel Nectar della Devozione scrive che non appena uno raggiunge
So the knowledge of the spiritual master acts like light to reveal ignorance.
Così la conoscenza del maestro spirituale agisce come la luce per rivelare l'ignoranza.
Just like here in your country, there were many famous painters.
Proprio come nel vostro paese ci sono così tanti pittori famosi.
Like Michelangelo.
Come Michelangelo.
So you may or may not know, but these artists, whenever they would paint their paintings, they would use what they called the northern light, light coming from the north.
Forse lo sapete o no, ma questi pittori, qualsiasi cosa stessero dipingendo, lo dipingono usavano la luce che viene dal nord.
If you visit the studios where they paint, of any good great painter in Italy or wherever, France, you'll always know that the window is facing the north.
Se voi visitate lo studio di qualsiasi grande pittore qui in Italia, voi potete, qualsiasi pittore bravo, veramente bravo, potete rendervi conto accorto che la finestra del suo studio si rivolge sempre a nord.
Because they considered that light coming from the north revealed the object much more clearly.
Perché loro avevano consideravano che la luce che veniva dal nord rivelava gli oggetti più chiaramente.
They had this eye, they could see things like this.
Loro hanno questo occhio, vedono le cose in questo modo.
Just
le cose in questo modo.
This is an artist's vision.
Questa è la visione degli artisti.
I was walking one time with Ram Dass, and he was looking and he looked in the sky. He said, "Do you see that?" I said, "See what?" He said, "You see all those beautiful colors, those pastel colors." So, you know, I just saw a bunch of clouds and some sky, you know. But he was a trained artist. He saw things differently. He saw all these, he pointed out all these beautiful blues and greens and oranges that I hadn't seen because my eye wasn't trained like that.
Ma lui era un pittore addestrato, per questa ragione mi ha indicato tutti questi differenti tipi di colori, il blu e il verde, ma io non potevo vederle perché non avevo questo addestramento.
So these great artists, these great masters of the Renaissance period, they understood that somehow or other light coming from the north was much more clear and it revealed the object much better so one could paint it very nicely.
Così questi grandi artisti, maestri, loro avevano capito, potevano vedere che la luce che viene dal nord rivela gli oggetti più chiaramente affinché loro potessero dipingerli in maniera bella.
So in the same way, the knowledge of the spiritual master reveals things very clearly for what they are.
Allo stesso modo la conoscenza del maestro spirituale rivela le cose nella loro chiarezza, per quello che sono.
It is like that northern light. It makes it very clear when we hear from the spiritual master, "Oh, now I understand."
La luce del nord rivela, è molto chiara, rivela molto chiaramente. Dopo aver ricevuto la conoscenza del maestro spirituale, uno dice, adesso capisco.
The knowledge of the spiritual master, divya gyan, transcendent, it somehow awakens the knowledge from within our heart.
La conoscenza del maestro spirituale è detta divya gyan, in un modo o nell'altro risveglia la conoscenza nel cuore.
It is a transcendental phenomena.
È un fenomeno trascendentale.
Cannot be explained by material science.
Non può essere spiegato dalla scienza materiale.
How the spiritual master enlightens his disciple.
In che modo il maestro spirituale illumina i suoi discepoli.
Actually, it is Krishna's mercy.
Questo in realtà è misericordia di Krishna.
But that Shabda Brahma, that transcendental sound vibration, actually penetrates our illusion and awakens our love of Krishna.
Ma quella Shabda Brahma, quella vibrazione trascendentale, in realtà penetra la nostra illusione e risveglia il nostro amore per Krishna.
So that is the value of hearing from devotees. All of a sudden, "Oh, now I understand. Before I didn't understand, but now it's all very clear to me. So now I know exactly where to step forward and what to avoid on the path of devotional service."
Quindi questo è il valore delle parole di un puro devoto, che ti rivelano immediatamente, tu puoi sentire, "Oh, adesso capisco. Prima non capivo, ma adesso capisco immediatamente cosa devo fare, cosa devo evitare." E ti, appunto, queste parole ti fanno capire quali sono i prossimi passi e cosa devi evitare nel servizio di devozione.
We've been explaining recently that hearing is the most intimate association.
Abbiamo spiegato che l'ascolto è l'associazione più intima.
Actually, this hearing process can save us from all dangers.
Questo processo dell'ascolto ci può salvare da tutti i pericoli.
We are going forward in material life thinking that we're going to enjoy, but as soon as we hear from a devotee of the Lord, we immediately think, "Ah, now let me reconsider."
Noi andiamo nella vita materiale cercando il piacere, ma non appena ascoltiamo da un devoto, allora pensiamo immediatamente, lasciami riconsiderare tutto.
Just like you may be sleeping at night and a thief may come into your house.
Proprio come quando tu stai dormendo di notte e un ladro viene nella tua casa.
Right? So he's silently going around stealing everything.
Lui silenziosamente va un po' da tutte le parti, rubando ovunque.
So it's a dangerous situation. But how will you understand?
Ma come puoi comprenderlo?
You're sleeping.
Tu stai dormendo.
You can't see him.
Non puoi vederlo.
You can't taste him.
Non puoi assaggiarlo.
You can't touch him.
Non puoi toccarlo.
You can't smell him.
Non puoi odorarlo.
All your senses are inactive.
Tutti i tuoi sensi sono inattivi.
But if he makes a noise, boom, you wake up. "Hey, what are you doing? I'm not stealing."
Se ti fa un rumore, tu immediatamente, "Hey, cosa stai facendo? No, non sto rubando."
So your sense of hearing is the most acute sense. It is the most developed sense. It is the most important sense. So it can save you from the greatest danger. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that a little advancement on this path of devotional service saves us from the greatest danger. And what is that danger? That danger is not to take advantage of the human form of life, to die in ignorance and take birth as an animal. The Mundaka Upanishad states that he is a miserly man who quits this body like the cats and the dogs without having understood the science of self-realization. So we must regularly hear from the spiritual master. It's not sufficient just once or twice or even thrice. In Kali Yuga, we must repeatedly hear from the spiritual master because the denseness of darkness is very thick. So, again, Lord Brahma is cautioning his disciples and his sons about material activity.
Ancora una volta, il signore Brahma sta avvertendo i suoi discepoli a proposito delle attività materiali.
So again, many of Srila Prabhupada's purports are just revealing to us the actual nature of material activity.
E ancora, le spiegazioni di Srila Prabhupada, in molti punti, semplicemente ci rivelano la natura delle attività materiali.
We cannot give up something inferior unless we are attracted to something superior.
Non possiamo abbandonare qualcosa di inferiore, a meno che non si sia attratti da qualcosa di superiore.
What happened, Prahlad? We cannot give up something inferior unless we are attracted to something superior. So we must actually understand the inferior nature. This material world is described as the inferior energy of the Lord. So let us hear from Srila Prabhupada and understand the inferior nature of material life. Actually, material activities, they keep us bound to material existence. The three modes of nature are described in Sanskrit, the gunas, they're like ropes that bind you to this material world. And we're very, it's not just three ropes that we're bound, but, you know, goodness, passion, and ignorance. If it was just three ropes, you could maybe get out, right? But the modes of nature combine in many ways to keep us bound to material life. Prabhupada says 3 times 3 is 9, so they combine. The mode of passion combines with the mode of ignorance. You put a little goodness in there. Then the next activity, there's some passion, this much more ignorance. So 3 times 3 is 9, 9 times 9 is 81, 81 times 81 is something else. That's how we're tied up. At least 81 ropes, if not more, are tying us up. Different combinations of the modes of nature. Do you have in Italy that story of Gulliver's Travels? Did you ever have that when you were children? Gulliver's Travels, he was a giant, or rather he was, I don't know if he was a giant, I think he was a man who traveled, and he went to a land where there were little people.
Gulliver era un gigante, no, non era un gigante, era un uomo che viaggiava, andò in una terra dove c'era piccola gente.
so he was thinking, these little people cannot capture me, they're just all little small people, big people. So one night they tricked him while he was sleeping. They tied him up with little ropes all over his body. There was like ropes crisscrossing his whole body. So when he woke up in the morning, he couldn't move because his whole body had been tied up by these little tiny ropes of the little people. So in the same way, as we travel through life, we're tied up by these ropes of material nature, the gunas, the three gunas, just like Gulliver was. They were just bound to this, hand and foot to this material existence because of these ropes of material nature. Rupa Goswami has likened these material activities to seeds. When you engage in a material activity, it's like planting a seed in your heart. Just like a farmer, he throws seeds. I was seeing the other day, we were driving from Nityananda Center someplace. So I saw a farmer, he was throwing seeds into the ground like this. So some of those seeds, they come up in a few weeks. Other seeds, they won't come up until next springtime. So in the same way, the reactions to our past activities, some of them are manifest right now. Right, the good things and the bad things, they're manifesting right now. Some of our reactions will manifest in a short while. And some of the reactions to our past activities will manifest in the distant future. But all those little seeds are in the heart right now. The heart is full of seeds. Good seeds and bad seeds. It's like you go into the kitchen, and you look up on the shelf, there's mustard seeds, there's cumin seeds, there's all kinds of seeds. So if you look into your heart, see, you would see all these, be a big thing of seeds in there. Our hearts are not clean, they're full of seeds. Whereas if you look in the heart of Hanuman, you won't find any seeds. He's a pure devotee. Did you ever see into the heart of Hanuman? There's pictures in India. He opens his chest and reveals his heart. There's no seeds. There's Sitaram. Or you look into the heart of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you see those ghastly pictures in the church. You know, Jesus' chest is open. There's a bleeding heart. That, of course, is his compassion. His love. But you don't see any nasty seeds. But if you look into the heart of the conditioned soul, it's like a big barrel of seeds, all different types. You know? So some of those seeds, reactions to our past sinful activities, are manifest all right now. The aches and pains everyone's feeling as they're sitting here. Oh! Oh! I see. And the good things, you know, whatever. But in near future, there'll be more aches and pains. In the distant future, there'll be more aches and pains. It's all there in the seeds. As soon as you engage in a material activity, a seed is planted.
sperando di prendere attività materiale e seme piantate.
And it will fructify in due course of time.
E fruttificherà nel dovuto corso del tempo.
Chanaka Pandit has given a very nice analogy.
Chanaka Pandit ha dato un'analogia molto interessante.
He said, as a calf follows its mother amongst thousands of cows, so the good and bad deeds of a man follow him through thousands of lifetimes. Just like a calf is following its mother. Even though there's thousands of cows, the calf knows exactly where its mother is and amongst all those thousands of cows. So just as a calf follows its mother through thousands of cows, our sinful reactions follow us through thousands of births. They know exactly where to go. They don't get lost. Your sinful reactions don't get lost on the way. Whoops, couldn't find Indraduna Swami. Whoops. Nope, they're there, right in the heart. We think that we're so intelligent that we've made computers that can, you know, organize things very wonderfully. But we don't give credit to the Supreme Lord. He's the most intelligent. He's created this material world. It's more accurate than the best computer. Everything is stored there on the hard disk of the material energy. Hard disk? You don't work with computers? Yeah, we say it's called hard disk. It's where, you know, like you have 20 megabytes, 60 megabytes, 120 megabytes. You know, you can store more and more information on the hard disk. Hard disk. You don't work with computers. No. Who knows what I'm talking about? Nobody. So the material energy, it's got a hard disk, practically unlimited. That means Krishna can store so much information on the hard disk of the material world. It's all stored up. So whatever activity you do, that sinful reaction, it will follow you wherever you go. There's a Bengali proverb like that. Wherever you go, your misfortune goes with you. Just like sometimes devotee may have a trouble controlling the mind. So he's thinking, well, if I just go to, you know, Palermo, it'll all be over, problems will be over. If I just go to Villa Vrindavan, I'll finish my problems. But no. You go in the car, but that rascal mind, it accompanies with you, it goes right with you. And as soon as you arrive in Palermo, here I am again, giving you trouble. Wait, I thought I left you in Catania. No, no, I came with you all the way here. I'm your constant friend. I am not going to leave you. Now let us think about Maya.
Però non appena sali sulla macchina la mente ti segue, appena tu arrivi a Palermo dici, oh sono qui, e tu dici, ma come, pensavo di averti lasciato a Catania. No, no, sono con te, non ti lascio più, adesso porti di nuovo tutti i problemi, pensiamo un pochino a Maya.
So the calf follows its mother amongst thousands of cows, our good and bad deeds follow us through thousands of lives.
Come il vitello segue la madre tra migliaia di mucche, i nostri,
so Rupa Goswami describes these as reactions as like seeds. However, such reactions, such seeds, can be destroyed through the process of devotional service. Just like when a cook, he fries the seeds in the pan in the kitchen, right? He takes the frying pan, he puts the cumin seeds in, he puts the poppy seeds in, he puts the mustard seeds in, and he cooks them. Then they become fried. Maybe this is where ISKCON got the word fried. Actually, not a very nice word for devotees, but so the seeds become fried. Actually, if you take those seeds and plant them in the ground, then spices will grow. But you put them in a pan and you fry them, then nothing can generate. So in the same way, all our reactions to our past sinful activities are fried when we engage in devotional service. So maybe it's not so bad to be fried. Just like devotees say, I'm fried, Prabhu. This word is like transcended all other languages. In ISKCON, you know, in France they say, voilà Prabhu, je suis vraiment fried. That means I'm very, it's an English word, but I'm really fried. Je suis vraiment fried. I'm very fried. Do they use that word in Italian also? How do you say I'm fried, Prabhu, in Italian? How do you say? Fritto. I'm fritto. Cooked. So, in some ways, it's not bad to be fried. But you want to fry the right seeds, not the wrong seeds. We don't want to fry the Bhakti Lata Beej. That would be a big mistake. The seed of love of God, you don't want to fry that. But rather we want to fry the seeds of our past sinful reactions. That is very nice. That type of fried is wanted. Of course, Prabhupada has instructed us that simply to destroy our sinful reactions, that is not enough. Because unless the desire for sinful activity is destroyed, we'll again make more reactions, we'll plant more seeds. Actually, that is the beauty of bhakti. Bhakti not only destroys the sinful reactions, but it does away with the desire for fruitive activity by engaging us in the activity of devotional service. The other paths of yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, raja yoga, etc., they may destroy the reactions to our past sinful activities, but they don't destroy the desire for material activity. Prabhupada gave a very simple analogy. He said, just like a man, he may contact venereal disease as a result of visiting a prostitute. Of course, people are so immoral these days, you don't have to get a venereal disease just from a prostitute. You can get it from anybody because people are so licentious. Anyway, so by going to a prostitute, one gets a venereal disease and then he has to go to the doctor and experience so many painful injections, penicillin. So then he's freed from the reaction to his activities. But because he still has this perverted desire to enjoy the prostitute, he visits her again, and again he comes down with venereal disease. So again he has to go back to the doctor and experience the pain of all these injections. So he keeps getting freed from the reaction to his sinful activities, but because the desire is still there, he keeps getting the disease. So the cure is, ultimately, not the penicillin, but the cure is to become free from that bad habit altogether. Just like I remember one time Prabhupada was speaking very strongly against sex life. He actually wasn't making any concessions. He said, sex life must be given up altogether. So then afterwards one devotee said, but Prabhupada, if sex is given up altogether, that means that there won't be any more human beings being born. So Prabhupada said, yes, that is the idea. No more birth. No more death. That is the idea. No, we don't want anyone to take birth in this world. So that was a very unique answer to that question. So we have to stop material activity. Of course, we cannot stop activity altogether, because it is the nature of the soul to be active. This is the mistake with Buddhism. The Buddhists recognize that desire is a source of suffering. Therefore, they say, let us give up desire altogether, because of our desires we're suffering. But Prabhupada said, this is impossible. Because even they are retaining one desire. That's the desire for liberation. They are retaining, you know what the word retain? They're keeping one desire. They're supposed to become desireless, completely devoid of all desire, the Buddhists. Shunyavadi means void. Desires cause suffering. These material desires cause suffering. Let us wipe out desire altogether. Shunyavadi means void. They want to become voidus. But they still have a desire. We may grant them, yes, very nice, you have become freed from so many gross desires, you know, etc. But, my dear sir, you still have desire, because you're desiring liberation. So this is an impossible proposition. Buddhism is a very impossible proposition. To give up desire altogether. Yes, we must give up material desire, but we must awaken spiritual desire. Then we can stop visiting the prostitute of material life and having to experience the painful injections to cure it. So giving up material desire is only part of the process. The other half of the process is to awaken spiritual desire. So basically we have to purify our desires. It's simply a question of wanting the right thing. Just like Prabhupada told the story of the woodsman. There was once a man, he was chopping wood in the forest. So he was going on chop, 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 and he was, you know, splitting the wood and stacking it in piles. Oh, it's very exhausting work. So he sat under one particularly nice tree, and he thought to himself, I just wish all this wood would chop itself. Don't tell the story before I... He was sitting under a tree, so he was desiring, I wish that all this wood in this forest would just chop itself. So suddenly all the trees, they chopped themselves up and stacked themselves very nicely. What is this? I just wished it would happen and it happened. So he looked up at the tree he was sitting under and he realized he was under a kalpa vriksha tree. He was under a desire tree, and that desire tree had fulfilled his wish. Oh, this is very wonderful. Suddenly he was thinking, oh, now I desire a beautiful woman. The most beautiful woman appeared to him. Oh, now I desire a beautiful palace to live in. Now I desire so many servants. An army of servants appeared. Yes, how can we serve you? I desire an opulent feast. So he went on for many hours, desiring so many things, and every single thing appeared to him because he was sitting under a desire tree. But then he thought for a moment, oh, the sun is going down, it's getting dark now. I know what's going to happen. Probably, this is a jungle. A tiger is going to appear, and that tiger is going to eat me. So, lo and behold, because he thought it, and he was sitting under a desire tree, a tiger appeared. Gobbled him up. So by sitting under that desire tree, anything he wished for, anything he thought, came true. So Prabhupada used this story to illustrate how we have to be very careful what we desire. In other words, we have to desire the right thing. That man, he desired the wrong thing. He thought of a tiger and the tiger ate him up. So, in the same way, Prabhupada said desire, meaning material desire, is a subtle form of conditioning. But the same desire for Krishna is the source of our liberation. So that is the purport today, that we have to desire to act for Krishna, then we're liberated souls. It's not necessarily a question of changing the activity, but it's a question of changing the consciousness. Prabhupada mentions in this purport that all classes of men, Brahman, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, if they are simply engaged in their occupational duty, but doing it for Krishna, then everything will be successful. This is realistic. This is actually why Buddhism was driven out of India. Because Buddhism advocated that one renounce the world totally and simply live as a mendicant. But what was happening is everyone was renouncing their duties and joining the Buddhist monasteries, and therefore the whole society was crumbling. The whole society was falling apart. There were no men to do the other activities. So Buddhism was actually driven out of India. It was not a practical way of spiritual life.
pratico modo di
for the mass of people.
Per la massa della gente.
So the responsibility of spiritual life to become God conscious is not just the monopoly or the property of a few individuals. It's the duty of each and every member of society to become God conscious within his lifetime.
Non è una cosa che riguarda solo qualche tipo di persona, è una cosa che tutti quanti hanno il preciso dovere, la responsabilità di diventare coscienti di Dio di questa vita.
That means the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. Therefore Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, yata prativitir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam, that by worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection.
Questo Krishna afferma nella Bhagavad Gita che adorando il Signore, che è la fonte di tutti gli esseri, di ogni presente, l'uomo può raggiungere la perfezione nel compimento del suo dovere.
So here is the proper spiritual formula.
Questa è la appropriata formula spirituale.
That in all activities we must remember the Supreme Lord.
Tutte le attività dobbiamo ricordare il Signore Supremo.
Then we will not be bound by our activities, but rather we will be liberated by our activities.
Allora non rimarremo impigliati dalle nostre attività, ma saremo liberati dalle nostre attività.
This is practical.
Questo è pratico.
Why should spiritual life, which is coming from God and is the purpose of human life, be something impractical?
Perché la vita spirituale che viene da Dio è lo scopo della vita umana, dovrebbe
very difficult, very troublesome, very impractical. Why should he do that? It's already difficult enough, the material world. Why make it more difficult through spiritual life?
Perché Dio dovrebbe rendere la più importante missione della vita qualcosa di molto difficile, di molto non pratico? Perché è già abbastanza difficile la vita materiale.
Savai pumsham pada dharmo yato bhaktira doksaje ahaituki apatiyata yayatma shupasidati. Savai pumsho pada dharmo. The supreme occupation for all men, the supreme duty of all men, the supreme occupation, is that by which they can attain to the loving devotional service of the Lord.
La suprema occupazione, il supremo dovere, la suprema occupazione per tutti gli uomini è quella attraverso la quale possono ottenere il servizio d'amore al Signore.
So why should God make it difficult?
Perché dovrebbe renderlo difficile Dio?
Who's going to take to it if it's so difficult?
Chi lo prenderebbe se fosse così difficile?
So therefore spiritual life has to be something which is practical.
Così, per questa ragione, la vita spirituale deve essere qualcosa di pratico.
Something that each and every man, according to his nature, according to his occupation, can progressively advance in.
Qualcosa che ogni uomo, qualsiasi sia la sua occupazione, qualsiasi sia la sua natura, può permettergli di avanzare.
Therefore, it has to be realistic.
Per questa ragione deve essere realistico.
So this system of Varnashram Dharma, it's very realistic.
Il sistema del Varnashram Dharma è molto realistico.
It means that each person, according to his nature, according to his occupation, worships the Lord.
Significa che qualsiasi uomo, qualsiasi sia la sua occupazione, la sua natura, adora il Signore.
And he becomes purified.
E diventa spiritualizzato.
Not that everyone becomes a monk and renounces and goes to the monastery, but rather everyone, according to his nature, offers his service to God.
Non che tutti devono andare al monastero e praticare la vita di rinuncia, ma qualsiasi persona, qualsiasi sia la sua occupazione, può offrirla a Dio.
The Brahmanas give spiritual education. The Kshatriyas uphold religious principles. The Vaishyas, they protect the cows. And the Sudras, they offer service to the three other orders of society. This is called Ishavasyam, or a God-centered society.
questo è detto Ishavasha, una società centrata su Dio.
Ishavasha midam sarvam yatkin jaya gatyam jagat tena tak tena bunjitaha magiraha kashasvindanam. That everything that moves and does not move in this world is owned and controlled by the Lord.
Ogni cosa mobile e immobile in questo mondo è sotto il controllo del Signore.
Therefore one should take only what is necessary for himself, leaving the rest aside, knowing well to whom it belongs.
Per questa ragione la persona deve prendere soltanto ciò che è necessario, lasciando tutto il resto da parte, sapendo bene a chi tutto appartiene.
So Ishavasham, or a God-centered society, is a society where everyone, according to their nature, is working for Krishna.
Ishavasham, una società centrata su Dio, una società dove tutti quanti, in accordo alla loro natura, possono lavorare per Krishna.
So people need this education.
La gente ha bisogno di questa educazione.
That's the first thing that is needed. It actually is a brahminical class.
La prima cosa richiesta in realtà è una classe brahminica.
That is, Prabhupada said one time, I'm trying to create a brahminical class of men to give sane direction to society.
Questo è quello che dice, affermò Srila Prabhupada un giorno. Io sto cercando di creare una classe brahminica che possa dare una sana direzione alla società.
So all the different parts of the body can work cooperatively together for one common goal, Krishna consciousness.
Così tutte le differenti parti del corpo possono lavorare e cooperare insieme per una meta comune, la coscienza di.
Right now, all the parts of the social body are working for different interests.
Adesso,
selfish interests.
In questo momento, tutte le differenti parti del corpo sociale stanno lavorando per differenti interessi egoistici.
No one's cooperating in God consciousness, rather because of selfishness. All the parts of the body are working for their selfish interests. The Brahmas are working for their selfish interests, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Sudras.
Nessuno sta lavorando verso l'interesse di Dio, piuttosto dovuto ai propri interessi egoistici, ognuno agisce per proprio conto. I Brahmas agiscono per i propri interessi, i Kshatriyas agiscono per i propri interessi.
This is like, have you ever seen a spastic person?
Avete mai visto una persona spastica?
Someone who has, what is that disease called when you... You go like that?
Epileptic.
Epileptic fit. Have you ever seen an epileptic? They're going like that. They can't control any part of their body and their face is distorted and their legs, and it's a horrible thing actually to see someone who has an epileptic fit. So because of a lack of God consciousness, this modern society is having an epileptic fit. It's a spastic society. It is. It's just it's having a huge, huge epileptic fit all over the world. So epilepsy is centered in the brain. Right. So this society is having an epileptic fit because there's no brain. The brain is sick. So the brain is meant to be the Brahmins. So if there's no Brahmins giving spiritual direction, how all the parts of the society can coordinate together as a varna ashram, as a united society for the purpose of developing love of God. If that brahminical direction is not there, then you can expect it's going to have an epileptic fit.
Se il cervello, se la classe braminica che dovrebbe dare direzioni non agisce in maniera appropriata, come si può aspettare che la società si diriga verso la meta di soddisfare Dio cooperando tutti insieme? Se il cervello non funziona, ci si deve aspettare una crisi epilettica.
So we're not saying people have to give up this activity and that activity. We're saying simply, offer the results of your service to Krishna. Then society will actually become sane. All right, we'll finish there. Are there any questions? Yes?
The Vaishnava doesn't desire the liberation.
He doesn't desire the liberation of the Mayavadi. We desire to become liberated from material activity, material desire. But for the purpose of serving Krishna very nicely. We don't want our service to be tinged with any selfishness. We want our service to be pure, unadulterated service for the pleasure of the Lord. Just like Bhivamangal Thakur, he prayed that Mukti stands at my doorstep with folded hands. How can I serve you? So freedom from material desire serves our ultimate purpose, our ultimate desire, which is to offer very nice first-class worship of the Lord. We want to offer something very nice to Krishna. We don't want to be mixed or tinged with our own nasty desires. So therefore we desire to be liberated from this material existence. Whereas the Mayavadi, he wants to be liberated, his conception of liberation is to merge into the Brahman, or the effulgence of the Lord. But we consider that type of liberation to be like hell, because of course in the Brahman there's no devotional service to the Lord. So it's important to clarify that these different understandings of liberation. Actually, we're prepared to go to hell for Krishna. A Vaishnava, he would rather go to hell and preach Krishna consciousness than to go to the Brahmajyoti and just, I don't know what they do up there, they kind of like float around or something. Any other questions?
Sembrava di pensare che almeno oggi sembra quasi un'utopia, no? Il fatto che cioè, il sistema venga organizzato in questo modo, no? Com'è possibile in un modo pratico comprendere il cambiamento della società e vedere realmente questa classe brahmina e le cose cambiare, no? In modo pratico.
Io sto parlando di Brahminical class, guide the society. It looks like an utopia. How it is possible to see in a practical way the change, this change of society?
How to change society?
Yes, if you can suggest some practical vision on how the society could change.
Distribute books, distribute books, distribute books.
Yes,
this is a magical formula given by Śrīla Prabhupāda, and it may not be within our ability to see or understand at this moment how these books will change the world, but we have faith in Prabhupāda's instructions and Prabhupāda's desires that that will come to be.
Possiamo in questo momento non capire in che modo le cose cambieranno attraverso la distribuzione di libri, ma se noi abbiamo fede nelle istruzioni di Śrīla Prabhupāda, nel desiderio di Śrīla Prabhupāda, un giorno verremo queste cose, un giorno succederà.
This is all spiritual propaganda. Prabhupada said that the Russians, they never went personally to Bengal to preach communism. They simply sent their leaflets and their books and their brochures about communism, and it spread all over Bengal. And as a result, Bengal became communist.
So Prabhupada spiegava che i russi non sono mai andati in Bengala a predicare le dottrine comuniste, ma semplicemente mandato dei libretti, dei volantini, dei deprimanti. Mm.
So Prabhupada, he personally used that example. How some place became so much influenced by a philosophy just through the distribution of literatures.
Come un posto diventa influenzato da una particolare filosofia semplicemente dovuto alla sua distribuzione.
So this is the basic this is the basic foundation is to distribute books.
Questo fondamento di base è la distribuzione dei libri.
Then based on the books we have to establish communities which are practical examples of Krishna conscious lifestyle.
Sulla base di quei libri dobbiamo fondare delle comunità che offrono un esempio pratico di una vita cosciente di Krishna.
So after reading the books and becoming inspired by this perfect utopian philosophy, by utopia I mean in a good sense, then people may come to the temples and see from the devotees how to practice Krishna consciousness themselves.
Così, dopo aver letto questi libri meravigliosi che parlano di questa meravigliosa utopia, l'utopia intendo qualcosa di bello, la gente può venire al tempio e vedere come i devoti vivono e imparare da loro a praticare loro stessi nella loro vita.
So we have to live by these books.
Quindi dobbiamo vivere questi libri.
And to live by them, we have to read them.
E per leggere una cosa questi libri dobbiamo leggere.
So here's a very nice formula.
Questa è una formula molto bella.
Read the books,
leggere libri,
live by the books,
vivere con i libri,
and distribute the books.
Distribuire i libri.
It is based around the books.
Basato con i libri.
Prabhupada's formula for book distribution is perfect, but it cannot be successful unless we ourselves live by the books and show the example of the books and read the books.
La formula di Prabhupada di distribuzione dei libri è perfetta, ma non può avere successo se noi stessi non vediamo quello che scrive i libri e leggiamo i libri.
Any other questions? Yes?
You're talking about the Brahminical class. Prabhupada said that I would like to create a Brahminical class. This means that Iskona should be this Brahminical class or not?
Yes. That is the idea. We are meant to train people in spiritual life. Actually, Brahmanas are teachers. They're meant to teach others how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Of course, because there's an emergency, therefore we are engaging in so many varieties of activities. But that is also for the purpose of teaching. Actually, a Vaishnava is above a Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who is realizing the Absolute Truth. So a Vaishnava, knowing the Absolute Truth to be Krishna, he can perform any service for the pleasure of Krishna.
Brahmana è colui che conosce la verità assoluta e Vaishnava, conoscendo la verità assoluta in Krishna, è segue per lui per molti tipi di servizi.
So within our Krishna conscious movement, we are doing what would be considered in Vedic cultures Sudra activity, Vaishya activity, Kshatriya activity, and Brahminical activity.
Quindi nel nostro movimento per la coscienza di Krishna noi eseguiamo quelle che possono essere definite secondo la cultura vedica attività da Sudra, attività da Vaishya, attività da Kshatriya.
Because again, the ultimate goal of Varnashram Dharma is Daivi Varnashram, or to offer pleasure to the Lord.
Perché ancora una volta la meta finale del Varnashram Dharma è quella di Daivi Varnashram, offrire ogni cosa al Signore Supremo.
Therefore, a devotee is pleased to do any and every activity for the pleasure of Krishna.
Per questa ragione, il devoto compie qualsiasi attività per il piacere di Krishna.
So yes, we are Brahmana. We are becoming Brahmanas so that we can teach this Krishna conscious movement in the world. All the brahmacharis here are doing brahminical activity all day. Preaching. Any other questions? Yes?
Grazie.
the nice things and the bad things will happen into the life, they depend on the will of the Lord. So how can we understand our previous karma in this context of the will of the Lord?
Man proposes and God disposes. We are engaging in these activities, and therefore the Lord, He's giving us the just result.
Noi ci impegniamo nelle sue attività e in accordo il Signore ci dà i suoi risultati.
In other words, His will is that He doesn't force us.
Quando diciamo la sua volontà, questo non significa che lui ci forza.
But rather He. We being independent, part and parcel of the Lord, we have our independence. He is reciprocating with our desires. Of course, His ultimate desire is that we come back to Godhead. That is His desire. So we should cooperate with that desire. Any other questions? Krishna doesn't create the stumbling block, we create the stumbling block.
Noi non creiamo questo impedimento. Krishna non crea questo impedimento, siamo noi che creiamo questo impedimento.
Just like, why does the government create a prison?
Proprio come, perché il governo crea una prigione?
It doesn't want to create a prison.
Non vuole creare una prigione.
That's the last thing the government wants to do, because it's so expensive.
È una cosa che è una cosa così costosa, figurati se il governo vorrebbe costruire.
Do you know how much it costs to take care of a prisoner every year?
Sai quanto costa la prendersi?
It's very expensive. But the government is obliged to create a prison because there's a class of men who act like criminals. But the source of that prison is not the desire of the government, but it's the activities of the criminal. So you cannot attribute the suffering of the prisoner to the government who has created the prison house. The source of that suffering is actually the prisoner himself. So Krishna doesn't want to create the material world with all its suffering. But because there are the living entities who desire to be separate from God, and they're very obstinate about it, the Lord obliges them by creating this material world. So we can't blame God for our suffering. Any more than a man who steals from a store and runs away, then he's caught by a policeman. He says to the policeman, "Hey, why didn't you say it was wrong to steal? Why didn't you tell me?"
Non più di quanto potrebbe fare un uomo che va in un negozio, ruba e corre via ed è catturato dal poliziotto, e una volta che viene catturato dal poliziotto lui dice: "Ehi, perché non me l'avevi detto che era sbagliato rubare? Perché non me l'avevi detto?"
Okay, so we'll finish there. Tonight we'll have Harinam.
Stasera avremo un Harinam, finiamo qui.
Will the Brahmachari party be able to come at Harinam?
I Brahmachari saranno in grado di venire in Harinam?
6 o'clock.
Alle 6?
Yes. Sì, tutto bene. Okay. Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shiva Prabhupad ki, Nitai Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Jayam Namaharaj ki, Jai.